Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
You'd know that here on Open House, we keep a pretty acute eye on our online world. Well, there's been a huge movement over just these past couple of days where lots of very prominent and also lots of not so prominent women have been drawing a very public line in the sand against online abuse, mostly, sadly, from men. Under the hashtag MenCallMeThings, a range of very prominent authors, bloggers, columnists and tweeters have been reprinting and republishing the kinds of abuse that gets served up to them on a daily basis on their blogs, via email, Twitter. It's gone viral, nutso. Most of the time this abuse comes anonymously, of course, from people who are increasingly referred to as trolls. People who post provocative, abusive stuff online, often been identified with the trolls, those ugly little beasts that hide under a bridge, secretly ready to pounce on their victims. It all raises lots of questions about the kinds of conversations that are conducted more and more in our online world, and why are they often so savage? Be keen to tap into your experiences and views on this on 1300 40 2020, or post on our Open House Community Facebook page. Have you been a victim of this online abuse? Be especially interested to get your ideas on why it is so abusive, so savage, so destructive. Is it just that it can be all so anonymous? Or are there deeper things going on here, do you think, reflecting what is often a surprising level of anger and hate and bitterness that gushes out of the internet? Why is it as it is? Have you been a victim of this? What have you done about it? And are there ways in which you've realised that you just have to be different in how you relate online? How have you done that? Have you actually, like many of these very prominent women, pulled back from the whole online thing? Or have you taken it on head on? Love to hear from you on this very important topic. 1300 40 2020 or post on our Open House Community Facebook page. One woman who knows very personally about this is author and my Sky News colleague, Jacinta Tynan. She's been a particular target and well knows what it's like to get caught up in the eye of this kind of storm. Jacinta, welcome to Open House.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Lee. Thank you.
Great to have you with us. Jacinta, how did this play out for you?
Well, funnily enough, when you talk about the title of that hashtag, I'd have to say most of the online abuse I received was from women.
Yeah.
And it's actually women that shock me the most when I see some of the comments and think, you're a woman, shouldn't you be a bit more supportive? The sisterhood and all of that. But my particular experience, because I'm actually not that prolific online, I don't blog and I'm not on Twitter yet. I might have to give in.
The day will come.
That's right. I hear it will, much like getting a mobile phone.
Yeah.
But I wrote a story, it was a year ago now, about motherhood, and it was about the joys of motherhood and how we should appreciate what a privilege it is, because I felt that there was this real trend towards kind of whinging about the suffering of motherhood, and I thought it was time we just reassessed that and realised how lucky we were. So I wrote this piece quite innocently, thinking it was an uplifting story, and it went into the newspaper, so it didn't originally even go online. It was in Sunday Life magazine in the Sun Herald.
Yes.
But then it got put onto a couple of mother blogs, and it went absolutely ballistic around the country. I don't know if it got beyond our shores. I hope not. With women absolutely attacking me for what I'd said. And they were, look, they were saying things I don't even want to repeat because it kind of gives it life.
Yes.
But it was very personal. It was nasty, completely nothing to do with the story. They were making up aspects about my own life just to support their own views. That's the extraordinary thing that happens online too, that someone can just say something, oh, I know this about... I mean, for example, I know Jacinta Tynan has a full-time nanny. Well, no, I don't. Mm. I don't even have one. And that became a fact. That's just an example. That's not that nasty, but it just shows how people can just make things up and suddenly it's real. So I was in the thick of this storm and it went on for a couple of months. I didn't want to go on the internet. I deliberately didn't go onto any of the sites to see any. I had to go on originally because I'd agreed with one of the sites, Mamma Mia, to interact with the readers, but I didn't look at anything else. I had women Facebooking me saying, you need to have a look at my blog, and I'd go on there and have a look, at their invitation and see nothing but vitriol, and it was really intense. And so I think, can only feel for these women who experience that on a much more regular basis.
I remember that it really quite personally affected you. It was quite a traumatic thing.
I tried to not let it, and I kept thinking, this is not about me. This is, and that's the great advice, isn't it? When you get this sort of attack from anonymous people, particularly, that's their issue. Nothing about me, but you can only do that for so long. And then I remember one day I did a breakdown in tears and thought, I can't take this anymore. I was trying to be positive. I was trying to write an uplifting story, and I don't know why it incited so much hatred. And it's very hard, as strong as you are, to not take that on.
Over the last week, Tim Dick, the Fairfax media writer, wrote this: "The technological revolution has brought both the great benefit of democratic involvement in public discussion and aggressive rudeness. Today's rule is, if you've got nothing nice to say, say it loudly." Why do you think this is as it is?
That's so true, isn't it? Well, I think it's because as recently as a decade ago, if you wanted to engage with the media, it wasn't that easy. You had to write a letter to the editor and provide your full name and address, so you were accountable. If you called in on radio, you probably had a bit more chance to maybe disguise who you were. There's lots of jacks that ring into radio stations, aren't there?
Yeah.
but now, of course, you can go online. You can be anything you want. They don't even ask for your name. There's people there, lots of people under the pseudonym Anon, simply, and there's plenty of others that call themselves other things. And they just go on and say anything they like, personal, any of their deepest upsets and grievances in life, they just bash it out there online, and it's like a big forum for them to sort of splurge everything that's ever bothered them. But they tend to turn it into an attack on whoever said something that they don't particularly agree with. And so it is like we've opened the floodgates to this major bitch fest, because they're being heard for the first time.
Yeah. Do you think it is an angrier world, or is this kind of anger been boiling along under the radar for a long time without having this kind of opportunity for expression?
I think it's the latter. I don't see why all of a sudden our world's become an angrier place. But I think, this is the first time they've got a chance to really go for it. I guess a lot of this stuff would be maybe previously discussed with their mates, or, you know, in the privacy of their family, or, you know, in their community. They might have had a big rant about it. And now these people seem to be, great, here's an opportunity for me to tell the world what I think. And so these are people that may not have even expressed these thoughts before, and I think that's a particular thing with the Motherhood Brigade, that a lot of them now, they're at home, they're a bit isolated often because they're with the kids and they can't get out and they're not working. And I put myself in this category as well. I'm on maternity leave at the moment, so I'm spending a lot of time at home with the kids. If you're particularly frustrated, well, all you have to do is click on the internet and you've got a whole community in front of you. You can use that for good, to support each other and give advice and ask for advice, or you can use it to vent your spleen. And unfortunately, a huge majority of people are I'm not just talking about mothers, but are doing that. I think it's just because we now have this great opportunity to go for it.
But there's also such an opportunity to go the other way, you know, and set an example that actually lifts people up rather than pull them down.
Well, that's right, and that does exist.
Yes.
That's why the internet has done such, we all know that, marvellous things. And if we're talking about motherhood again, it's been wonderful for that, as I mentioned before, to provide that community if you're feeling isolated. You can go on there with motherhood and find out anything at all about how to do something, or what do I do if my baby's crying in the night, how do I settle my baby. There's a great conversation going on and a great community. But the flip side of that is the nastiness, the judgment, and the anger at women who seem to maybe be doing it easier or having it easier than they do. Now, I know this hashtag was more about the male abuse, and so obviously that's what a lot of women are copping as well. And
yes,
I've only experienced that a tiny bit. That hasn't really been my thing. And as I mentioned, I get more shocked when it's women that are doing it, because I think at least can't we be in this together.
The prominent Guardian columnist Suzanne Moore, writing about this last couple of days, she says this abuse is only a new manifestation of a long-term abuse of women.
Yeah, well, it's just another way. It's another portal to do it. I think what happened in the past too with the bloke, there's sort of a blokey element, isn't there? A bit of a, you know, elbow your mates, and you might have a bit of a bitch about women you work with, or you know, your wives or women you know. And now, if these men really are, really do have something to say on this, and it's not just a flippant comment, well, here's their chance. But I have experienced the male online attacks in a much smaller scale, and that's simply when we're at Sky News, yeah, reading the news. And as you know, although it doesn't happen to blokes as much, Lee, does it? But you come off air after reading the news, and you think you've done a great job. You're fronting this particular breaking news story and interviewing people live, and you come off air and you sit down at your computer, and there's a wave of emails talking about how ugly you look today, or how your hair looks awful, or they don't like your shirt, and quite often they're from men. And yeah, that's always really surprising. I always think, don't you have anything better
totally
than that?
I totally agree. I've often said to my great comrade, Sharon McKenzie, you know, people turn on their computer. They deliberately just turn on their computer to fire off this kind of stuff. And I think it's so poisonous and so destructive and so sad. So have you kind of withdrawn a bit from the online world as a result of this? Are you more careful these days?
Well, I've never, as I mentioned, really dived in yet, and I'm at home with two small babies, so it's a time constraint as well. I've kind of avoided the whole Twitter thing just because I think, oh, it's too time consuming. But look, I have to admit, I am a little, for want of a better word, afraid of it. Mm. I do think if that's what I got when I tried to write an uplifting story, I actually thought with my motherhood story, oh, this will be uplifting for mothers on a Sunday morning.
No.
And so to have such a different reaction to that, I did think, oh, thank goodness I'm not a blogger. Thank goodness I'm not tweeting. I don't want to do that. So, yes, I definitely have been turned off. I'm quite glad that I don't have to know about it. I actually wrote a sequel to my motherhood story about 3 or 4 weeks ago, published in Sunday Life, about now that I'm a mother of two, is it still easy? And I did that because so many of the mothers who'd attacked me in the past had said, I want to hear from her when she's got two babies. So I wrote this piece, and this time it just so happened that we moved house the very week it was published, and it went online as well. So I had no internet for the 2 weeks surrounding it, and I was thrilled. I felt good. I don't know what anyone is saying about me. I had a couple of friends, colleagues, even my mother, phoning me saying, they're being really awful about you online. And I said, really? I don't know about it, and I don't need to know about
Ignorance
it.
Is bliss.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Jacinta Tynan, thank you so much for joining us on Open House. Great to
it's
talk.
It's a pleasure, Lee. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.